Welcome back to the OU Shnei Mikra series and our study of Parshat Vayetzeh. This is Menachem Liptag, and in today's shiur we study Sheni, the second Aliyah. We begin with Perachav Tet, Pasuk Aleph, the beginning of chapter 29. Vayisa Yaakov Raglav, Yaakov lifted up his legs, Vayilech Arza B'nei Kerem, and he went to the land of the people of the east. This opening phrase, that Yaakov lifted up his legs, is understood by Rashi that the news that God gave him, that he'll be with him, gave him sort of a shot of adrenaline and made it easy for him to walk. Rashi says, Mishinit baser besorat tova shuftach bishmira, when he heard the good news that God promised him that he would watch him on this journey, nasali boat raglav, his heart lifted up his legs, v'naseh kal alechet, and it became easy for him to walk. That's a feeling I'm sure most of us are familiar with, and this shows the connection between what Yaakov heard in his dream and the encouragement that God gave him, assuring them that even though he was worried and being chased, God will watch him. That made it a lot easier for him to embark on this very long journey. The second half of the pasuk, Vayelech Arza B'nei Kerem, he went to the land of the people of the east, is not just something directional, that he's going towards the east to Mesopotamia, but also the phrase B'nei Kerem has come up many times earlier in Chumash and relates to the predicament that Yaakov is in. Recall at the end of Parshat Chayei Sarah, when it talks about the other children that Avraham Avinu had, especially the ones born to Keturah, there we're told in chapter 25, Perachafei Pasuk Vav, verse 6, V'livnei ha-pilakshim asher l'Avraham, natan Avraham matanot, to the children of the pilakshim that Avram had, Avram gave them presents, V'yishalchem mi'al Yitzchak b'no, bodenu chai, he sent them away from Yitzchak his son, Kedma, or Eretz Kedem, to the east, to the land of Kedem. The idea of the chosen son staying in the land of Canaan, and those unchosen being sent to the east, is very specific here, in Perachafei. The Bnei Pilakshim were sent away to the east. In contrast, Yitzchak stayed in Eretz Canaan. We saw that also when Lot left Avram Avinu in Perek Yud Gimel. Also recall that when man is sent out of Gan Eden, in the end of chapter 3 in Sefer Breshit, they're sent Mikedem the Gan Eden, they're sent away to the east. Also the story of Migdal Bavel in chapter 11 begins Vayi ben Asam Mikedem, when they're traveling even farther to the east. And therefore, throughout Sefer Breshit, the land where God's nation is going to develop will be the land of Canaan, and the land where the people who leave God's presence, that goes to Eretz B'nei Kerem. This becomes especially meaningful in our story, because even though Yaakov is going to Eretz B'nei Kerem, which would indicate that he's not the chosen son, God just promised them that even though he's leaving, that he'll be with him. How God helps him in Eretz B'nei Kerem, we're going to see as the story unfolds. Pasuk Bet. Vayar, he looked up, Vinei Be'er Basadeh, and behold, he saw a well in the field. Vinei Sham Shlosha Edretzon Rufzim Aleha, and behold, once again, caught by surprise, there are three flocks of sheep around this well. Kimina berahi yeshku hadarim, because from this well is where all these flocks of sheep are going to drink their water. Va'even gdola al pi ha'be'er, the reason why they're not drinking the water yet, but only standing around it, is because there's a very big rock on top of the well. V'nesfu shama kol hadarim, all the flocks of sheep gathered around this well. V'galalu et ha'even me'al pi ha'be'er, then the shepherds would roll this big rock off the top of the well, vishku et atzon, and then they would give their flock to drink water. Veshivu et ha'even al pi ha'be'er limkoma. Afterwards, they would return this big rock on top of the well to its proper place. Most likely, the reason for this custom was to make sure that individual shepherds didn't hoard all the water for themselves. Therefore, the custom was that only at the proper time, all the shepherds would gather together, move away the rock, and give the sheep to drink at the same time. As they're gathering, waiting for all the other shepherds to come to the same place, Pasuk Dalet, Vayimer lem Yaakov, Yaakov said to them, Achai, me'ayin atem, my brethren, meaning my friends, from where are you? Vayomru, micharan anachnu. And they told him, we're from the city of Haran. Vayimer lehem, hayidatem et Lavan ben Nachor, hearing the name of the city of Haran, the same city that his mother Rivka told him in the end of chapter 27, to go to my brother Lavan, to the city of Haran. Therefore, Yaakov asked them in Pasuk Hey, Vayomer lehem, hayadatem et Lavan ben Nachor? Do you know Lavan, the grandson of Nachor? Vayomer yadanu. And they said, sure, we know him. It's interesting that he doesn't refer to Lavan as Lavan, the son of Betuel, but rather Lavan, the son of his grandfather Nachor. As most of the commentators explain, Nachor must have been a very important man at the time. He was a brother of Avraham, one of the three sons of Terach. Therefore, the family was known as Bnei Nachor, and to associate himself with that family, he refers to Lavan as Lavan ben Nachor. Pasuk Vav, Vayomer lehem ha-shalom lo, Yaakov asks them, is everything okay with him? Vayomru shalom, And the answer is sure, he's fine. Vine Rachel bito ba'am minatzon. And behold, Rachel, his daughter, she's coming now with the sheep. Vayomer, Yaakov says to these shepherds, Hein od hayom gadol. It's still the middle of the day. Lo et hayasef hamikneh. It's not time to bring the sheep in yet. Hashku atzon ulechu ru'u. Give drink to your sheep and go continue grazing in the field. Pasachet, Vayomru. They answered Yaakov, Lo nuchal. We can't give water to our sheep yet. Ad asher yasfu kol hadarim. Not until all the shepherds gather together. And together they roll the rock off the top of the well, and then together we all give water to our sheep. As he's still talking to them, Rachel then came, because she was a shepherdess, she came with her father's sheep. And behold, when Yaakov saw Rachel, the daughter of Lavan, the brother of his sister, Vetzon Lavan Achimo, and when he saw all the sheep of his uncle Lavan, Vayigash Yaakov, Yaakov quickly went to the well, Vayagalet Evan Me'api HaBe'er, he himself rolled off the big rock from on top of the well, Vayashke Tzon Lavan Achimo, and he helped give water to drink for the sheep of Lavan, who was his mother's brother. Notice throughout this whole parsha, Lavan is referred to as the brother of his mother, or the brother of Rivka. This highlights that Yaakov is fulfilling his mother's command that he go to find refuge by Lavan, her brother. It's not that Yaakov only sees how pretty Rachel is. It doesn't even say that in this pasuk. It says that he sees Rachel, who's the daughter of his uncle, together with all the sheep. Yaakov realizes that he's going to be staying here for a long time because he's running away from his brother. Therefore, he's going to need a job. Yaakov knows how to take care of sheep. And if his uncle Lavan has a lot of sheep on the one hand, but since all these sheep are only being watched by his daughter Rachel, Yaakov sees an opportunity that he may have a job here in watching the sheep. And we're going to see that's exactly what happens. Instead of giving the sheep to Rachel, who surely can do the job, but probably not as good as Yaakov can do, Yaakov sees this as an opportunity that maybe he'll be able not only to stay by him, but also to have a job. To show his ability to be able to watch the sheep, Yaakov quickly rolls the big rock from the top of the well, also gives the sheep to drink, and that information is what Rachel, his daughter, is going to tell him in the next pasuk. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Vayishak Yaakov the Rachel. Yaakov gives Rachel a big kiss. Vayisat kolo vayevk. He lifts up his voice and he cries. And now he knows that his journey has been successful and he has found a place of refuge. In addition to the simple meaning of these psukim, there obviously is tremendous depth in what's going on here. His crying for Rachel will manifest itself later on when Rachel dies at a very young age. When Binyamin is born, the concept of Rachel crying comes up later in Sefer Yirmiyahu when Rachel herself cries for the exiles going to Bavel. And Ramban already, in the opening psukim of this chapter, already sees in the gathering of the different flocks of sheep around the Be'er as reflecting imagery about the Beit HaMikdash, and the three-edged ratzon refer to the Shalosh Regalim, and the Be'er itself is the Beit HaMikdash, and giving water for people to drink refers to Kimitzion Tetzei Torah, that the Word of God will come out from Yerushalayim. And as Ramban pointed out already in Parshat Toldot, all these stories about our forefathers are not simply stories about shepherds taking care of sheep, but rather they reflect what's called Maseh Avot Simel HaBanim. Behind these stories are paradigms for what's going to happen later on in Jewish history. Pasuk Yud Bet, Vayeged Yaakov l'Rachel ki achi aviyahu. Yaakov, after meeting Rachel, told her that they are cousins. V'chi ben Rivkahu, that he is a son of Rivka, her father's sister. V'tarotz v'taged l'aviyah. And she quickly ran and told her father, most likely not only told her father that a relative had come, but also about his ability to take care of the sheep. Pasuk Yud Gimel, Vayhi Chishmoa Lavan et Shema Yaakov ben Achato. When Lavan heard the news about Yaakov, his nephew, in other words, the news that Rachel, his daughter, told him, Vayaretz Likroto, he quickly ran to meet him, Vaychabeklo, he hugged him, Vaynashaklo, and he kissed him, Vayvi'ehu Elbito, and he brought him to his home. Vaysaper LaLavan et Kol Dvar Me'ile, and Yaakov told Lavan all the things that happened to him, how he ran all the way to Lavan in order to find refuge by his mother's brother. What's interesting is we're not sure how much detail Yaakov went into in explaining to Lavan why he ran away. In other words, is Lavan aware that Yaakov's life is in danger and he's going to be there for a long time? Or does Lavan think that Yaakov simply came to visit some family and possibly in order to find a wife? The Medrash picks up on Lavan's disappointment that Yaakov came empty-handed, and that explains why he hugged him and kissed him in search that maybe he had some wealth with him. However, at the pshat level, at least at this point, it seems that Lavan is simply being a very kind and friendly family member, and is very glad to see a kinsman, a son of his own sister who he hadn't seen for many years, had now finally come to visit. There's no doubt that Laban opens up his house in a very nice manner to Yaakov, and as we'll see in the next several psukim, he's not only going to give him a job, he's also going to allow him to marry his daughters. Pasuk Yudalad, Vayomer lo Laban, ach atzmi uvsari ata, indeed, you are my own flesh and blood. Vayeshi v'mo chodesh yamim, Yaakov stayed with him for a month. It's implicit from the next pasuk that Yaakov did not only stay by Laban for a month, he was already working for him. And as I mentioned before, it seems like Yaakov was interested in working for Laban, taking care of the sheep. And as we'll see in the next pasuk, after working for him for simply his room and board, now Laban is willing to offer him a salary and a full-time job. Pasuk tedva, Vayomer Laban Yaakov, Laban tells Yaakov, Hachi achiata bavadetani chinam, just because you're my brother, should you work for me for free? Hagida li ma maskurtecha, tell me, what salary can I give you? In our shiurim on the next aliyot, we'll discuss more in detail the nature of Lavan's behavior. What's important to point out, at least in the beginning, that at surface level, Lavan seems to be a wonderful man. His trickery will only become apparent as the story develops. Pasuk tetzayin, Ula Lavan shtei banot, Lavan had two daughters, Shema gdola Leah, the older daughter, her name was Leah, the Shema ktana Rachel, and the younger daughter, her name was Rachel. Beinei Leah rakot, Leah's eyes were very soft. Some parshim explained they were soft because she was crying, realizing that she was destined to marry Esav. Other commentators see that Leah's eyes were soft in a positive sense, that she also had very beautiful eyes. Rachel hayta yifat toar v'yifat mareh. Rachel, in contrast, had a very beautiful shape and a very beautiful appearance. That would be the background to explain why Yaakov wants to marry Rachel. Is Yaakov doing the right thing by picking the prettiest daughter? In the Shira, the next Aliyah, we'll begin to see how that story will develop. That background is here to explain Yaakov's answer to Laban's request in regard to a salary. As we'll see in tomorrow's Aliyah, Yaakov's request is to marry one of Laban's daughters in lieu of his work. We'll continue this story tomorrow when we study Shlishi, the third Aliyah.